In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts and minds this evening in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here again to gather around your holy and precious word, we come desiring to thank you for this day that you have gifted unto us. We thank you for all that you have given us in this life that we live. But above all these blessings, dear Father, we desire to thank you for this greatest gift that man can own, this gift of living faith that you have gifted unto each one of us. Dear Father, we thank you and humbly ask that you would continue to lead and guide us along this narrow way, which one day leads us to heaven's glory. Dear Father, we ask that you would continue to call those on the outside of your precious kingdom. Give unto those near and dear ones seeking hearts and troubled conscience, so that they could find true peace by and through the forgiveness of all sins. Dear Father, remember those who are battling with difficulties in this temporal life. Whatever that difficulty may be, dear Father, you know. Whether it be illness or old age, where we cannot come to dwell with God's children, comfort and uplift them, dear Father. And we enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My thought for this evening's text, dear brother and sister, I would read just a few verses from one of the gospel texts set aside for this Sunday. It is found in Matthew chapter 18. And we will read verses 20 through 22. With that continuing prayer that God would open His Word as He sees good at this time. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. For where two or three are gathered and together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Amen. We already heard this morning through our dear brother on the theme for this Sunday, which is forgive one another. This is the main purpose of the gospel. Is this forgiveness that is found in God's kingdom. When we consider this forgiveness that is found in God's kingdom, my mind goes back to creation, in how every child that is born into this world owns that gift of the Holy Spirit. It is this Spirit that God has gifted each one of His created people with, that holds this power on earth to forgive sins. This power is not anything that is man's power, but it is only God's power that this is done by and through. God has gifted us with this Holy Spirit, which is God's Spirit, which is a powerful Spirit. For it holds this kind of power to be able to forgive sins when believed. Right before this read text that we had this evening, it speaks to us about that church law of Christ, or we could also say the church law of love, where it speaks to each one of us about taking care of one another. Very important part of dwelling in God's kingdom. For we know how much care we ourselves need. I know I've needed much care and continue to need that great care of our Heavenly Father. And it is done by and through our dear escorts in living faith. This portion reminds us that we read tonight how this gospel is preached in God's kingdom. It says in that first portion that we read, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Why did Jesus say this? Dear brother and sister, you dear one that may be listening on the internet, maybe that doesn't own this precious gift of faith. Jesus spoke these words because this is how it is possible to enter into God's kingdom. This is how it is possible for us to remain as travelers in God's kingdom. It says where two or three are gathered. When we read those portions of Scripture in the Bible, of those repentances that God has given us to read of, there, in those examples, there is always at least two present. One that is believing. One that owns this gift of living faith. One that owns in their heart that Holy Spirit, which is God's Spirit. Then it is possible for sins to be forgiven. There are many in this world today, and even sadly, those who have recently left God's kingdom and gone their own way, that believe that they can take their matters straight to the Heavenly Father through prayer and receive peace. Dear brother and sister, it isn't possible. Those that are attaining to find peace in this way, the enemy has created thus, and this kind of, I would say it's a false peace. The enemy wants us to believe this, that man can be freed from sin by directly talking to God. The Bible gives us many examples of those travelers that have received this gift by and through another dear traveler in faith. I think of those examples in the Acts where Philip and was led and guided to that Ethiopian eunuch. When he asked there what he was reading, and asked if he understood what he was reading. And that Ethiopian eunuch answered, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And there, that precious gospel was preached. And that Ethiopian eunuch was able to hear that freeing gospel, that he too could believe his sins forgiven. We think about Saul on that road to Damascus. Where he was led there to Ananias. There has always been in those examples in the Scriptures one that is endeavoring to believe, that has been able to free that seeking and searching one. In this couple of chapters before this, in the 16th chapter, it speaks to us about the keys to the kingdom. And Jesus was speaking to Peter here. Jesus had come asking the disciples that who do men say that I am? And the disciples it says, and they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And Jesus saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Dear brother and sister, isn't this the same way for us? Jesus is reminding us tonight that it is God who has given us this great gift of faith. By and through that Holy Spirit, we are able to understand in part our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Jesus continued to speak unto Peter here, and he said, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And then he continued to tell Peter of those keys that he would give. And he said, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." There he was speaking to his disciples, telling them of that great duty and responsibility that they have. To preach the gospel, to free the sinner from all sin. And so, our text reads, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Then came Peter to him and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" Then he asked, "Till 7 times. I suppose this question, dear brother and sister, is not far from us either, is it? Our own flesh that we carry would want to think that 7 times in one day would be enough. But this gives us a picture, especially when we read Jesus' answer, of that grace of God. And it also gives us a picture of those who are distressed by sin can come to that grace altar whenever it is needed. Whether it is 1 time in a day or 50 times in a day. I read a reference this afternoon, if I can find it. It's found in Luke chapter 17, verse 4. And it says, and these are Jesus' words again, "And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." When we think about who this gospel of the forgiveness of sins is meant for, who is it meant for? It is meant for the penitent, ones that sorrow over sin, ones that want to be freed from sin. That's who this gospel is meant for. And when one is penitent, the gospel will be preached. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Our flesh would want to think then, not only our flesh, but the enemy of souls would want to whisper those many lies to us. That if there's this much grace, then we can live the ways of this world. Because God is a loving God. He will forgive us. Dear brother and sister, we want to fear sin. And when we fear sin, we have a good fear of God. When we have sorrow over sin, it is that conscience and that spirit within us that reminds us to go and put sin away. That we don't need to be burdened by it. This is why our Lord and Savior, Jesus, came into this world, suffered that awful death, so that we could be freed from sin. Death did not hold Jesus there in the torments of hell, but He arose victorious for you and I. Dear brother and sister, it pays to believe. It pays to continue to put sins away. The reward that awaits us is so great. Even tonight you can uplift your hearts and believe your latest sins and doubts and worries forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God, a God that has promised to continue to lead and guide us. May we always have this prayer to God, that He would keep us in this place of a child, totally dependent upon the mother congregation, totally dependent upon that precious gospel which sustains us, which gives us power, which gives us strength to battle against the enemy of souls. The enemy of souls doesn't want us to get to heaven, dear one. He knows what heaven is like. He knows he cannot get there. So he goes about like a roaring lion, trying to deceive who he can. But we have God on our side. He is our Father. He loves you. And He will continue to care for us as He has promised. So dear brother and sister, continue to battle against that threefold enemy. It is a worthwhile battle. Believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. And I too come in here before you. Want to hear that gospel, that can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? Oh, this is a precious kingdom we dwell in. A kingdom of forgiveness. And oh, how we need this forgiveness, don't we? It pays to battle. May God keep us in His precious kingdom. Till we can lay down our travel staff of faith and attain the glory of heaven. We have great reason to thank God this evening. In Jesus' name and always blessed name. Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.